I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day, and God.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, a wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend to be outdoors. My God, it's incredible. Thanks for joining us this morning. That means you're not outside, so that's kind of a contradiction to the comment.
Or they're listening to it on their radio outside.
Ah, thank you, Stephen. He is Stephen Labadie, by the way. Brilliant mind.
I wouldn't say that.
Brilliant mind. Derek Brandale, Sam McKee on the board, Angela Viola here at your service. And if you ever wondered who's responsible for all this wonderful programming that we throw your way each and every Saturday, free of charge, by the way. Free of charge. We don't charge for this. I mean, we should be charging for this stuff, but we don't. His name is J.W. John Witters, retired park superintendent of the aforementioned Algonquin Park, Provincial Park. Morning, Johnny.
Good morning. You must wonder how I know that I should put a story on about a record sturgeon, and then Chris King comes on and talks to you about the photos that he has sent you about sturgeon fishing. Do you think you've been hacked?
No. I think you just fluked it. I think you just blew one out the back end on that one, buddy. You got lucky is all I think.
Oh, come on. Come on, like I do my homework.
You got lucky on that one. How you been?
You think?
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
yes.
July 19th.
Yes.
Can you say July 19th for all those people that have jumped into the car to go to a provincial park for free?
I said July 19th.
Did you say July 19th? I don't remember you saying July 19th. I was listening. And you had people rushing out. You're going to throw Grandma in the trunk. Everybody out to your favorite provincial park. It's free. F-R-E-E. July 19th.
You see, if we had the budget, see, that's the problem. If we had the budget here right now, my astute engineer behind the glass right now, Stephen Labadie, you've probably heard of him, he could probably replay it for you, like right, boom, right now.
Would love to, but we're recording
this right
now.
But that would require he's got to go like into a different building, a different room,
and up the stairs,
get the security guy past. Like it's a complex issue. However, I can assure you, Mr. Winters, that I not only mentioned it once correctly, by the way, but I mentioned it three times. So I have no idea what the hell you're listening to, but it's not me. So there you go.
All right.
It's a wonderful initiative. So what happens? I mean, you were probably at the park when some of these. I mean, it must have been a free park day when you worked. Do people like drive up to the gate and say, "Hey, I'm here for the freebie. Let me in." Type of thing. How's that
actually,
work?
They hear more of them that are shocked that it is free.
Oh, okay. So they don't know about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's one of those things you try to get the word out, but people will roll in from all over, and you say there is no charge today, and they go, hallelujah.
Bonus.
More money for beer.
Yeah. Bonus.
Exactly.
What do you got for us this morning, my friend?
Well, a few really unusual wildlife stories. And the first one, the three-year-old boy from next door comes over, and he says, we found one of your dead hummingbirds. And a ruby-throated hummingbird, you know how small they are. Now, if you think about, in the bigger scene of things, bird mortality, how often do you see a dead bird except on the side of the road? Those ones we see because there's collisions with vehicles and so on, but they're dying all the time, coming and going in the bush and so on and so forth. And he comes across this little ruby-throated hummingbird. We don't know what killed it. It was a male, but it was down. And then not very long after that, I go out and I look at a broom that's on my front deck, and it's been chewed, like half demolished. I'm wondering, what the heck got into that? Take a look around, and there's a whole section of porcupine quills. So this porcupine had been chowing down on the broom.
Oh.
And then the next night, we're fighting with a raccoon that wants the hummingbird feeder, likes the sugar water.
Well, he heard it's
been an exciting week.
He heard that the hummingbird passed away, so he said, "I don't want that good stuff to go to waste." Of course, the raccoon would be in there. Like, have you ever thought of doing that? You know what? You know what? You're wasting. There should be a crew, a television crew up there with you every day. Like, this stuff, we should be making money on these adventures.
Like, it's all about money with you this morning. Marner and money, you're showing money, making money. Holy mackerel. What else?
Show me the money. I want to make money. It's all, you know, I mean,
this kid might have been onto something. You need more money because you want to go back to Vegas.
It's not all bad news, though. You got some good stuff happening up there, don't you?
Sure. The other day I looked out and there was a doe just outside the sliding glass doors, bedded down with her fawn right beside her. Now that one was a little bit on the cool side.
Do you take pictures? Did you send pictures to us about this?
I can't, and I will. Oh. I'll send you the picture. You can easily see the doe. It's a little harder to see the fawn because there's an area. Like I'm not like Schlorf. I don't cut the whole 40 acres. I've got 2 acres, and I cut as little of it as possible. So there's a small border of cut grass, and then she's bedded down, looking right at me. Everywhere I went in the house, she could hear the footsteps, and she would look at that window. Anyway, right beside her is the fawn. Fawn's sound asleep.
How hard do you walk if you can hear the footsteps? Goom, goom, goom.
Okay, I see where
he's going. He's as gentle as a butterfly. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
How were the bugs? I'll tell you why I asked that, because I'm about to leave on another Northern Ontario swing, and I'm a little concerned. The mosquitoes have been horrendous.
Really?
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that basically you can pick anywhere in Ontario, and in a normal year, there's a few million. This year, there's a few trillion.
Yeah. Have you heard any reasons?
Well, all of that's spring water. Basically, what you've got is they will lay eggs in every damp corner, including the bush, the edge of a marsh, a wetland, or whatever. Those eggs will overwinter. So there could be an egg mass there from 2 years ago that just never hatched out. You get a big rain, you get the spring floods, you get all that snow melt that we had, and guess what? You end up with all kinds of mosquitoes, and they're horrendous this year. Just horrendous.
You know,
black flies are almost gone.
Somebody's got to come up with something to maybe put in the water or spray in people's yards or parks or something's got to be done. I mean, it's almost an epidemic with these damn mosquitoes.
They're getting bigger and bigger every year,
and bigger and bigger, and they leave the bite. Is it just me? Or are the bites more severe? Mosquito bites more severe?
Because they're bigger, right?
Is that
more
what it
blood?
Is?
I don't know. The guy slapped one that was the size of my pinky.
I know.
It's pretty huge.
You know?
Well, my observation would be you're just getting older and grumpier, and you've got a bad memory because they've always been this bad.
Speaking of old and grumpy, I had an opportunity to speak to Bono last night. Told him that we're all with him in this little journey that he's on for the next little while, and wish him all the best. By the way, you know, it's a great reminder, if you're a fan of Mark Bonikoski's, and who isn't, by the way, email message might be in order.
Yeah, send us an email at info@fishingcanada.com, and we will forward it off to him.
Yeah, actually, why don't we do that? All the listeners who know Bono, have heard him on this program, they've read him in the Toronto Sun for a million years. He needs a little bit of support right now. He's going through a bit of a battle with prostate cancer, and I know for a fact he would appreciate hearing from anybody. Just say hello and wish him well.
Yep,
there you go.
Exactly. Listen, I'm on my way down to see my grandsons, and I got a great report from my daughter this week. Wonderful report. Yeah, they got into a dispute. And in typical Irish fashion, they decided to square off and have at it, which I don't think kids do enough of that these days. I think it's just wonderful. I got to find out who won. She says she did, but they were throwing.
They were throwing. Throwing leather.
They were going right at it. Hammer and talk. Just laying it right on. I think it's a beautiful thing.
You know, it's funny you say that, John, because, I mean, you and I are about the same age, and we kind of have the same values and opinions on most things. It's funny because I was just speaking to somebody about that very same topic. And I know there's people listening to this program that probably cringed the minute you said you love the idea of kids fighting. But wasn't that great? I mean, we used to get things resolved like now. Period. There was no bullying. There was no, you know, 6 months later, something coming out of the woodwork about a previous misunderstanding. Like, you took care of it now, and it got fixed, and then you were buddies. You'd walk down to the store, and I know it sounds like a simple solution, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that all this, the kids today are storing up all this, I don't know, anger, anxiety, whatever you want to call it. But I think toe-to-toe is great.
They're bubble-wrapped, and I guess whatever it was, and I imagine it was real important, but they decided that, we're going to settle this thing once and all. So I'm going to get a full report of today. It should be comical.
All right,
maybe a black eye or two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, some evidence. Those were always good when you had visual proof of your encounter, too.
Well, it never damaged us, and I don't think it'll hurt them. And I imagine they're paying for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll
brother.
Let you go.
Travel safe. John Winters, producer of the program, retired, former, no longer with Park Superintendent of Algonquin Provincial Park. Now he is the producer of this wonderful production.
Yes.